This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. The National Association of Home Builders CEO Jerry Howard is arguing that the United States needs to build 1 million homes per year as home sales are reaching a two-year high. Hey, with that current trend towards decluttering and downsizing that we've all heard about, what I like to call right-sizing, in fact, that's why I've written my right-sizing guide. This is a free publication, normally $19.99, but free to my listeners, and I mean free. There's no cost for postage or otherwise. You simply have to download it online at ericstewartgroup.com. It'll guide you through how to get rid of stuff, how to decide what to get rid of, those kinds of things. And if you're not online and want a hard copy, just call our toll-free number and leave your address and name and email if you'd like. That's 1-800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. You know, there are plenty of books on how to winnow down possessions. And of course, that guide that I've written really does give you that information. There's just plenty of books that talk about how we can cause ourselves to enjoy less space more. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Less space, enjoy less space more. But truly, if you have less space, you have less to care for. The average person, in my experience, single person, uses 1,100 square feet per day on average. And if you have a couple living together, oftentimes it's as much as 1,400 square feet, okay? If you think about that, a 1,400 square foot home versus a 6,800 square foot home is a lot easier to maintain. And it's not just empty nesters anymore. A lot of times younger people too, and couples maybe with a small child, are opting to live in smaller space. You have less privacy, but you're able to stay more active. You have less to maintain. So aging in place for many of you, my seniors listening to the show today, people of all ages looking for features like a master bedroom on the main floor or barrier-free showers, this is universally attractive. If you've got a disability, think about one-level living. If you want a free copy of our CCRC guide, this is also a tool. It's simply a list of the local continuing care retirement communities in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. You can download or call us today at 1-800-900-9104 for more information. Okay, some of the features that generally I'm seeing is most attractive are raised ceilings and well-positioned windows and light wall colors. If you had higher ceilings but less space, in the space that you're in, it feels more open and airy. Putting in transom windows at the highest points of rooms brings in that natural light like a skylight would, but from the side wall. Multifunctional furniture like tiny kitchen tables, or as one of my clients has put a Murphy bed and they're selling the property with a Murphy bed in a space that now can pull down. And that's actually in multitudes of properties that I'm selling right now, including a gorgeous single family home that we're selling in Alexandria that I mentioned earlier on the show. Flexible rooms that can serve as an office, bedroom, or hobby room, for example. One house might have a garage with light fixtures and doors that open in the front and the back so that it can double as an entertaining space. Remember, you could just pull the car out of the garage, and if you have chairs in there that you can pull in, you could set up that garage. Again, you close it off. It'll be dark inside, set it up like a movie theater. You can roll out a carpet if you want to be so warm and comfy. Creative storages like chairs that can hang on wall pegs or hooks for bicycles make it a much easier and a better space. One of my friends lives on Whidbey Island in Washington, and there's a book by Sherry Coons called Downsize, Living Large in a Small House, that's on Tanton Press, and you'll get some of the ideas that I'm sharing with you today from that. Fewer hallways, which allows for more livable space. Think about this. I sell homes that were built in the 1970s that tend to be narrow, rectangular spaces. You know, inside every room is an invisible hallway when you're crossing from that room to another room. And so you can't really put furniture in the middle of that invisible hallway. You understand what I'm saying? It's implied that there's going to be room to cross. And so a certain amount of width is needed in order to have a couch, a table, and possibly a TV set to still be able to get around it. Think about how you're going to use the space before you buy a house, because many houses that were built in the 60s and 70s have narrow spaces, and you have to think carefully about how you're going to place furniture. And speaking about minimalism, this is a misunderstood aspect. If we think of how minimalism is just like having just a bed in a room and then having a shelf off the back of the bed with a lamp, and that's it, nothing else. Where are you going to put your clothes? Well, maybe they're all going to go into a closet. Minimalism means all I have is what I need, nothing more. So you come to an area, a dining room perhaps, has four chairs in the dining room. And then when you need the other chairs, you pull them from the basement. Otherwise, you don't have large hutches. You're not trying to display your china and whatnot. Everything is sort of put away and things are kept more minimalistic. It brings in a sense of energy and peace sometimes into your spaces by pulling, you know, the vast quantity of things out of rooms. So hard for many of us, especially when we've grown up in the age of accumulation like you and I have. You know, I have, like many of you, have spent our times accumulating more things, whether it's an art collection, a collection of little cars, or maybe it's perfume bottles. It could be any number of things. So the idea of no longer displaying these things that have been a part and are somewhat important to us is really foreign to us. So put yourself on a vacation from your own house, even while you're living there. Take the space that you have, rearrange the furniture, and take a lot of the things that you have out and box them up and put them away and try to put as much away. Think of applying Ernest Hemingway to how you live. Hemingway took The Old Man and the Sea and he rewrote it. And I think he rewrote it, I can't remember exactly how many times, but as I recall, it was over maybe 50 times. He rewrote that book to tighten up the language and simplify. And so his book is in many respects what I'm talking about, how you live. Simplify the way you live to what you really use. And when you have friends and family come over, you can pull out what you need for those moments. But outside of that, simplify your life. Try it for 6 months. See if it changes your whole feeling about living in the home. You'll be surprised. There's a book called The Longing for Less, Living with Minimalism that came out in 2020, just came out. And this is an exploration of the history of minimalism, what we get wrong about it, and how we might establish a healthier relationship with it. You got to buy it online, maybe at Amazon or other places.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Let's talk about those builder letters that some of us get, you know, the ones that say, I'll buy your house and you can save the commission and the hassle of selling your property. Well, I get calls consistently from my listeners who get these letters or folks who listen to me at the retirement communities or other places that I speak on how to sell and how to buy and those kinds of things. The question is, why wouldn't I just sell it to them? Well, I'll tell you honestly, it's really a good thing to consider. You want to think about saving money, and if you can save the commission and the hassle and not give up your equity, I think it makes sense. Being that I'm in the real estate business and have been for 32 years, my goal is to help my clients achieve the highest and best success in terms of what they net and the ease of the process, which is why I preach a particular process that we follow, which is 119 steps. And yes, we get paid to do what we do, so I have an interest in you selling your home through me. Okay, fine. Let's think about it. For what you save, you're giving up a whole lot more than if you were to spend a little bit and get a lot more. So think about having a real estate agent. We certainly would like to be entertained. We're the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and you can call us today at 800-900-9104 for a free complimentary market evaluation of your home. We'll tell you how we work, what we will sell your home for, and what your net will be. You can compare it to any offer you've received from any number of companies. At the end of the day, you need to decide what's best for you, and we will always respect that. I had a sale not too long ago. For a gentleman, he had gotten an offer of $600,000 for his house, and he felt like after the commissions he would have had to pay, that was a good price. He was alarmed that the house value had moved so much higher than what he thought. In fact, we sold his property for $780,000, and he would have lost approximately $130,000 in equity had he sold it to this builder. And guess what that builder letter said? We're honest people. We're nice people. We build houses. We'll take care of you. You'll pay nothing. You don't have to do anything. You'll save the money on the commission. This is the easiest and best process. Well, it sure is. It's the easiest and best process for the builder to buy that property. Just be careful and wait. Step back from it and call us today. Let us give you a fair market evaluation and then you decide. Again, that number is 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. I'm Eric Stewart. That's a wrap, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.